Hey, it's 5:05 on Friday, March 24th, 2023, from the Sourced Podcast Network in New York City. This is your host, Pokey Wong. Stories in today's episode come from Chase Bannon in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, Edwin Kwan in Sydney, Australia, Katie Gregg in Alexandria, Virginia, Olympia Pop in Transylvania, Romania, Katie Craig in San Diego, California, and Marcel Brown in St. Louis, Missouri. Let's get to it.
In recent days, OpenAI's ChatGPT has faced outages and security issues, leaving users frustrated and concerned. Yet despite these setbacks, we continue to embrace this innovative technology. Why? Let's explore the conundrum. Hello, this is Trace Bannon reporting from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. ChatGPT has been plagued by a bug that exposed users' conversations to others, causing OpenAI to take the system offline to address the issue. Though this compromised users' privacy, we seem to accept these flaws as we understand the novelty and potential of ChatGPT. We are willing to overlook such issues, anticipating the long-term benefits it could bring to communication and artificial intelligence. Additionally, ChatGPT and Labs experienced an outage that affected both free and premium users, disrupting access to the platform during peak times. As users turned to alternatives like the OpenAI Playground, we remained patient, recognizing the groundbreaking nature of this technology and the growing pains that accompany it. So why are we willing to overlook these failures? Because ChatGPT represents a new frontier in artificial intelligence, and we acknowledge that with great innovation comes the potential for missteps. As we forge ahead into this exciting era, we must remain vigilant in addressing security concerns and ensuring the responsible development of this technology. But let's not forget the risks. Overlooking security issues and outages may be a dangerous precedent, diminishing the urgency to address them. We must strike a balance between embracing innovation and demanding accountability to ensure that the potential of ChatGPT is fully realized while protecting users and their privacy. As we continue to marvel at ChatGPT's capabilities, let's also take a moment to consider the ramifications of our willingness to accept its flaws. In doing so, we can promote a future where technology advancements and user security coexist harmoniously. And in full disclosure, ChatGPT generated this post today. Something to noodle on.
This is Edwin Kwan from Sydney, Australia. The Australian Financial Review has released an article revealing the tech giant that hackers use to get inside Latitude Financial. They revealed that the breach originated from US outsourcer DXC Technology. Routine security scans that were looking for anomalous activity on the Latitude network had flagged that an administrator from DXC had logged in and was doing something that DXC admins don't usually do. It wasn't clear what tripped the scanners. However, by the time Latitude had shut down the connection, the user had already logged into systems of two other Latitude service providers and exfiltrated customer data. It is possible that the data stolen from the two downstream service providers never passed through Latitude's network, making it difficult for the company to even determine which customers were affected. While it is unclear whether the attack would have resulted in the company being crippled by ransomware, there is reason to believe the attack may have been stopped in its early stages.
On March 21, 2023, Equifax released its 2022 Security Annual Report, a report created to highlight the year's accomplishments and future challenges for the industry in cybersecurity. As a company that has a cybersecurity posture ranked in the top 1% of technology companies and top 3% of financial services companies, The report is a reflection of the current cybersecurity climate. So what are the key callouts of the report? 1. Large-scale attacks on nations. Around the globe, from governments to public utilities, everyone has felt the effects of attacks on infrastructure. 2. Supply chain vulnerabilities. Did you know that over 50% of security incidents can be attributed to supply chain breaches? Last year, over 10 million people were impacted by these types of attacks. This reiterates, if one component is compromised, then the consequences can spread far and wide. 3. Talent scarcity. With an uptick in attacks, there is a larger demand for more cybersecurity professionals. With a 3 million shortage of cybersecurity professionals, defenders found themselves outnumbered by adversaries in 2022. 4. Partnerships. Security is everyone's responsibility. Creating partnerships, both public and private, can help to share best practices and design next-gen training. As they continue in 2023, their top priorities are optimizing the tooling process, accelerating frictionless security, and bolstering identity security through a zero-trust mindset. Check out the full report in the resources section of today's episode. This is Katie Gregg in Alexandria, Virginia.
Europeans like to travel a lot, by planes, trains, and automobiles. Statistics say that yearly there are almost 400 million travelers by air, around 400 million by sea, and 400 billion people per kilometer by train. Quite a lot, isn't it? Transportation is backed, like most other industries, by software. What would happen if it is disrupted? A couple of weeks back, the Frankfurt airport was unplugged in a brutal manner by some drilling machinery. It wasn't nice. The EU Agency for Cybersecurity published the other day a report dedicated to the transport sector. They mapped and analyzed all cyber incidents in relation to aviation, maritime, railway, and road transport, covering the period from January 2021 to October 2022. The data refers only to publicly disclosed incidents. The most common threats affecting the transport sector are: Number 1. Ransomware. In pole position, raising from 13% in 2021 to 25% in 2022. Number 2. Malware. Number 3. Denial of service. Distributed denial of service, or ransom denial of service attacks. Number 4. Phishing or spear phishing. Number 5. Supply chain attacks. And last but not least, number 6. Data related threats. 55% of the incidents in the mentioned period were linked to cyber criminals that applied follow the money philosophy. So, no particular patterns could be observed. An interesting trend is the growth of attacks linked to hacktivist groups, usually linked to the geopolitical environment and aiming at operational disruption or guided by ideological motivation. Now, you have something to noodle on during your commute, as my colleague Trace Bannon might say. This was Olympiu Pop reporting from Bucharest, Romania. The full episode and resources can be found on 505updates.com.
Automated license plate readers, ALPR, technology is designed to capture images of license plates on vehicles and then convert the images into digital data that can be searched and analyzed. Block Safety is a company that offers ALPR technology and claims there's no need for privacy concerns. This is Katie Craig in San Diego, California. Block's ALPR technology uses a combination of cameras, machine learning algorithms, and AWS cloud computing to capture and process license plate data in real time from multiple angles and in various lighting conditions, and can read plates from all 50 U.S. states as well as Canada and Mexico. The captured license plate data is then encrypted and transmitted to the cloud, where it is stored and analyzed. The FLOX system is used by law enforcement agencies to identify and track vehicles of interest, such as stolen vehicles or those associated with criminal activity. FLOX markets a community-based approach to homeowners associations, where the cameras are installed in residential neighborhoods and the data is shared with local law enforcement agencies. This can help to deter crime and assist in investigations, but also brings data security concerns. ALPR technology has faced some controversy and criticism over privacy concerns, as the technology can be used to track the movements of individuals and potentially violate their privacy rights. However, FLOX stated that it is committed to ensuring the privacy and security of the data it collects and uses, and adheres to strict data retention and sharing policies. Sure. This is Katie Craig. Stay safe out there.
This is Marcel Brown, the most trusted name in technology, delivering your technology history for March 24th and March 25th. March 24th, 1896, Russian physicist Alexander S. Popov sends the words Heinrich Hertz over Morse code through wireless telegraphy between two buildings at St. Petersburg University. While controversy exists over who invented the radio, Popov's transmission may have been the first recorded wireless audio transmission in history. Popov has no interest in patenting his creations, and since Marconi commercialized his technology, Marconi is considered the father of the radio in the world outside of Russia. March 24th, 2001, macOS 10.0, the first public version of macOS 10, is released. The codename for this release was Cheetah, although Apple did not start using the codenames for marketing purposes until macOS 10.3, Jaguar. March 25th, 1979, the first spaceflight-capable space shuttle, Columbia, is delivered to the John F. Kennedy Space Center. Columbia was the second orbiter built, but its predecessor, Enterprise, was built primarily as an early testing prototype. Columbia was set to launch in late 1979, but due to various problems did not launch until April 12, 1981. Columbia was lost on February 1, 2003 upon re-entry due to damage to the heat shield on its wing from an impact from falling foam insulation. March 25, 1996, the movie Twister becomes the first feature film released on DVD in the United States. I can tell you from experience that it sounds really good in surround sound. Make sure you have a good subwoofer. That's all your technology history for today. For more, tune in next week and visit my website, thisdayintechhistory.com.
That's it for today's open source and cybersecurity updates. For direct links to all stories and resources mentioned in today's episode, go to 505updates.com, where you can listen to our growing library of over 100 episodes. You can also download the transcript of all episodes for easy reference. 505 is a Sourced Networks production, with updates available Monday through Friday on your favorite audio streaming platform. Just search for It's 505. And please consider subscribing while you're there. Thank you to Chase Bannon, Edwin Kwan, Katie Gregg, Olympia Pop, Katie Craig, and Marcel Brown for today's contributions. The executive producer is Mark Miller. The editor and the sound engineer is Poki Huan. Music for today's episode is by Blue Dot Sessions. We use Descript for spoken text editing and Audacity to layer in the soundscapes. The show distribution platform is provided by Captivate.fm. This is Poki Huan. See you next Monday at 5:05.